Hi everybody, welcome back to Mindful Gibberish. This is episode 2, which I'm kind of looking forward to discussing about this because this time it's about places. You know, when you go to some like specific places, you know, somehow they are like old memories from the past and then which make you rethink what you have done and if you have improved your life or blah, 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 or not, or deja vu, that kind of stuff. Right now I'm going to share the experience which I had like last week. I was going to the pub where my boyfriend really loves, and we haven't been there for a short while. And anyway, so we were chatting, drinking, whatever, and gossiping about others' lives. And then I was like, oh, I need to go to the loo. And I went. And somehow, when I went downstairs to the toilet, I just feel familiar. Like, because sometimes in last year, actually, I have a few really interesting mental breakdowns in toilet. You know, sometimes you just don't know how it happened or why it happened, but you know the feelings when you see the walls, when you see the things, when you feel the atmosphere around there. Like, you know, like I did, like at the time I couldn't realize how what actually happened like many months ago. You know, I just couldn't remember. But however, I remember the me about like 1 year ago. Actually, I was crying, you know, in a corner while other friends were like laughing, chatting, enjoying their life upstairs. And instead, I was just, you know, being miserable over there, you know, in the very corner with bricks and maybe a garbage bin over there as well. And I was like, wow, interesting. And then I saw myself from the mirror. I was like, am I the better self? Or am I still the person I used to be? And somehow I questioned myself, like, am I going to do that again? It's this kind of really sad and miserable and depressive stuff going to happen to me again? You know, and somehow I just feel like, wow. I'm not so sure if I was like scared or like a panic or just, I don't know, you know. But however, I feel like, you know, the way that I question myself is like epiphany, or like I'm not so sure if I was happy, because it's not something worth being happy, you know. It's like, no. Yeah, because obviously that happened, you know, the kind of sad stuff, the kind of, you know, depression, the kind of, you know, desperation, which I found really, really, you know, like disappointing and scary. And I just don't want to, you know, I just don't want it to happen again. And however, when I was peeing in the very toilet, I was like, wow, I was there. I was just there trying to be miserable, trying to be really depressed, trying to let the depression eat me inside. I actually did that like many, many months ago. And it's not just one time thing. It happened like many times. And I was like, wow, cool. And then I went upstairs and I told my boyfriend, like, wow, I have like a really interesting feeling, like, you know. And then and he was like, oh, don't overthink. And I was like, okay, I try not to overthink, but I don't know, I just feel like, you know, when you pass those places, somehow it, you know, this kind of thing just happened. And 1 month ago, I went to Barcelona and for the music festival, which was fun, afflicting, and really tiring as well, physically and mentally. And But I don't want to talk about Vespa itself. I actually want to talk about Barcelona City, you know, because when the last time, the time before last month was like 4 or 5 years ago. I can't remember the exact year, but anyway, I was there for the same music festival, and I remember, you know, like when I walked down the streets in Barcelona the city, and I kept listening to a song which was released at the time by Peach House, and the song title is Troublemakers, and it's like my favorite track for the in the album Bloom. Yes, and so, you know, every time when I listen to the song, I would just, you know, it just reminds me of the Barcelona, the whole city, the whole views, and what happened to be there, which is slightly sad and miserable too. It's really personal. Basically, it's about me dating a guy over there, and somehow we are not really good at each other. I think so. So I just feel like, you know, the song title Troublemaker is like an omen or something. It's like, wow, it's really like ironic. But anyway, so this year, like last month, I went there again. I try not to listen to Troublemaker anymore because I feel like, you know, it can sort of remind me of the, you know, those things happen in the past. So instead, I try to listen to something else, and somehow there's a one song I really like by Carly Rae Jepsen, Up to the Feelings, which is like really, really uplifting, really, really cheerful, really, really cool, fun, and of course it's like a really perfect pop song for summers, or like for, like, you know, like festivals, kind of like happy events. It's really, really good song. And so I was there by the beach while the weather was so great, and I was listening to the songs, and I let the beat affect my mood. I was trying to be happy, and, you know, like, it was like cool because, like, at the exact moment I have many complex feelings, you know, like I couldn't get rid of the past, you know. I still thought about, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, but somehow I was trying to create a new memory, and at the time I just feel like, wow, cool, yeah. And I even try to like re-evaluate myself, you know, which is a really dumb idea. You know, normally it's like a rabbit hole. When you go down, you just can't get out again. Anyway, I was like, am I the better self? You know, kind of, you know, the same old, same old questions. And am I more stable mentally or whatever? Am I having a better life than I had 4 years ago? Is my choice of music, is my taste of music, you know, better or whatnot? Who knows? I don't know. I was, you know, confusing myself, my own self, you know, my own by the beach, you know, when people were around, you know, look very, very like, you know, vacation, you know, ish. But instead, I couldn't really focus on the fact that I was on vacation. Instead, I was like thinking about myself, trying to grade myself, trying to score myself, and which is like it's hosting, definitely. So I couldn't, you know, concentrate on the fact that everything was beautiful. I couldn't read my book. I actually brought a book with me in case this kind of situation happened, which, you know, it failed. And You know, those places, I just realized, you know, it just, I'm just so fucked up. It's really fun. No, I mean, in very, very ironic way. So, I guess this is, I just feel like, you know, when places, you know, every place is like a, I don't know, it's like a label, you know. When you go there, you find your own labels. Either, I mean, if you go there the in the first place, you will just label it, you know, like fun people, and nice architecture, nice weather, and maybe like really loud, really, really, you know, trashy. Sorry, like very, like, you know, ugly, whatever, blah, 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 blah. You have many, 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 many labels to put on. And then when you go there again, and you will see the labels you have tagged before, and then you'll be like, oh, cool, maybe it's not there, maybe it's not this, you know. Of course, you know, it could go back to the very concept I have for the in the first episode about being mindful, you know. It's like no, fuck off, fuck those tags, fuck those labels, you know. You just enjoy yourself, just focus on the beauty in front of you, you know. It will be so, so rewarding, right? With your friends, you have some alcohol, you have some something, and you enjoy your music, you shake your body, you chant with others, and you know, even though the songs could be really, really crappy, or maybe you just get over with Arcade Fire, whatever, however you just want to enjoy the moment, right? You just want to be mindful at the time. But it's always a bird, right? Like, I try to actually, like, in Barcelona, the first music festival, or at a bar last week, I was like, okay, right now somebody is holding my hand and we were sharing a drink, and although somebody's tired, but he's listening to me, and we're having fun, and we kiss, and everything couldn't be more perfect. But it's like I always question myself, why am I here? You know, which is really, really not fun. Like, it's really, really messed up. And it's not about places anymore, you know. It's not about those places, it's about the fun, it isn't about everything, it's just about me again, you know. I need to stop thinking about the purpose of myself, you know. Like, I need to start thinking about you know, the past, you know, the history, you know. You know, when I go there, it's like, okay, I start anew, and that's what I have to do, you know. It's not about the streets I went, and it's not about, you know, the words I have said here with someone else. It's about like present, you know. And I really, really try. I'm not so sure if I tried my hard ass, but at least, you know, I was like trying to focus. I try to focus on the glass of alcohol. I was trying to read the words on the label or the alcohol. You know, I was trying to stare at any smiles around me, you know, the smiling faces or some other kind of drama. I try to, you know, live in the present, at the present, definitely. Sometimes it may work, which I wouldn't feel happier, you know. And I was like, yay, finally. Like, I'm here exactly now. Fuck you, the past. Fuck you, the labels. And I'm here, yes. And sometimes it just doesn't work that way. And I can be overwhelmed by the places or by what I think of the places. And I don't know, you know, my therapist would say something like, oh, don't, you know, just don't, yeah, or just, you know, take a pill, make you feel slightly numb. And but feeling numb is another story, which I will elaborate later in the next episode, I guess, because numbness is like the worst thing on earth. But I'm not gonna discuss this kind of thing right now because it will be really, really long. Also, it's like already 60 minutes or something. So no, I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna say anyway. I'm gonna stop right here. I just want you to know, like, or maybe it's just like a, you know, like a cautionary advice to myself, you know, like, don't let the places drag you, or don't let the past you drag you, you know, just be there, I guess, you know, yeah, be in the Solange concert, be in the XS concert, you know, Round of Jewels, or be in the drinking game, or, you know, just be there in your boyfriend's arms and be in a bed and just sleep and just don't think or don't overthink. Yeah. I guess this the point I providing this time. So anyway, thank you for listening, and I wish this second one, like, you know, wouldn't sound that gibberish to you, you know. So anyway, see you later, and enjoy all the fun and be mindful. Bye.